Hey everybody, welcome to my world. How's your world been? Has it been as crazy as mine? I'll tell you, mine's been pretty crazy. Oh, it's been nothing but doctor visits. It's like that time of year for doctor visits. Have you had that happen to you too? All they want is blood. I swear they go to vampire school or something. Anyhow, I had so much fun today. Going to the hospital to give them blood for another doctor visit keeps me busy. At the same time, I had a problem with gasoline. I was running about half tank and I needed to get it filled up. Oh, what fun! I went to one place and I normally use Murphy gas because it's close to Walmart and I'm fairly around Walmart a few times a week. And anyhow, I go to get gas and I knew I hit the button for the low grade gas. Somehow the pump got hit on high test gas. And so now I have a half tank of high octane gas. And I don't know whether I paid 5.89 or something like that a gallon. Oh, geez. I was thinking of maybe paying about maybe a total of $21, $22 instead of it was 35. I just about flipped. Oh, it's been one of those days. If it ain't blood, it's gasoline, right? Well, anyhow, welcome to my world. I've got to do a disclaimer. And one of these days, I'm going to have it automatically done for me. So I can change the voices and all kinds of stuff. Well, anyhow, nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, chill out. Did you bring your snacks? How about your favorite drink? Are you leaning back in your chair? Is the dog in your lap or the cat in your lap? Are you having fun? Are you relaxed? Because we want to have a relaxed Wednesday. A lot of stuff going on. Tell your friends about the show, please. And also, when you take a look at us on YouTube and Rumble, subscribe and hit the like button, please. It helps on the algorithms, helps get the word out about Trim Radio. Wow, what else is going on other than gasoline and blood? I'll tell you what, I meet the sweetest people at Wilson Memorial Hospital in Sydney, Ohio, when I was giving blood. Funny people, I mean, super nice. It was a great experience, despite the needles. Okay, enough of that. Enough said. Okay, what else is going on? Well, we got to talk a little bit about the Trim Radio Network, don't we? Well, we better do that. And let's see if I can do this and not mess things up. Let's see. No, it's me again. What in the heck is going on here? Holy cow, I didn't want that. That happened last week. You know, I had all kinds of updates and stuff, and I was having so much fun fighting with those. It was disgusting. It was totally disgusting. Well, let's try it again. Let's see if I can get where I need to be. Oh, it's one of those days. Well, let's see what I can do here. If I can't do it, we'll have a problem. Let's see. RAM CPU, what in the heck is going on here? I don't need RAM or CP. Somebody's messing with me. Is it Microsoft? Or is it the idiot behind the controls, which is me. It happens, guys. It happens. Trust me, it happens. Well, let's just see if we can do this. Oh, I'll tell you what, I keep hitting the wrong button sometimes. I just go crazy over that. Well, anyhow, you know, we got to talk about Trim Radio Network, because if we don't do that, well, the big boss might get upset. He hasn't got upset so far. He lets me do a few things, a few. Anyhow, now let's just see what we can do. There we are. The Fab Four. Right there. Michael Bejas, the founder and CEO of Trim Radio. And then we also have Ruscello Stefan. He's the chief operating officer, computer guru, and all-around good guy. Not to say that Michael's not a good guy, because he is. He's fantastic. But when you have a computer problem, Ruscello Stefan is the guy to contact. Trust me. And then there's me. I guess I'm the chief relationship officer. Wow, that's what my business card says anyhow. And, you know, we just want to have a successful station, because we want to get the truth out. And, you know, we clown around on the show, but a lot of the stuff that we do is factual. And then when I do Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m., we give you the updates on everything that we can as far as financially happening that's possibly going to help you out. Then we have Victoria Smith, and she's the chief marketing officer. She's responsible for all the marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. But guess what? If you have a club, a business, college or university, or anything else, and you need marketing advice, get a hold of Victoria. She's fantastic at it. Trust me. She is out of sight. And I'll tell you what, we've got some good stuff here. We have a lot of creators, and I have a problem with certain sites. And somehow I've got all this memory in the computer, but somehow Microsoft doesn't like to play nice too much. Well, anyhow, hey, how about our shows? Well, when you take a look at our shows, I have to do it this way, and it's slower because we have problems, and we'll get that worked out. We've got Money and Change, of course, every Sunday at 7 p.m., and it's generally live, unless I have to play a concert. We just played one, and I have five more to go through the year, and I'll always let you know what's going on with the concerts, and they're very well attended. We have a lot of fun, and I just miss doing the show. I can't do the show on the days that I have concerts. A lot of preparation work, a lot. But anyhow, see us live for the most part. And then we go to the Encore Editions. I got that from Rush Limbaugh. He always had Encore Editions, basically reruns. And I will post them on our Facebook page for Money and Change / Financially Prepped. Anybody can get into it and see what's going on. And I post videos there and everything else, even the replay of the show. So, for example, on Sunday nights, right after the show, I go up to YouTube and I download the link and put it on our Facebook page. So you can always watch the show there. Well, we've got Christ God. Life Walk with Christ God, and that's with Michael Bejas. That's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And then at 8 p.m. we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And sometimes I have guests and sometimes I don't have guests. But we can talk about just about anything. And tonight we're going to talk about a lot of different things, and we're going to have a little bit of fun too. Also, we've got Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer podcast. She's on Thursdays. We've got Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas and friends every Thursday at 7 p.m. We have the Positude podcast every Friday at 8 p.m. We have Adventure Awaits Around the Bend Saturdays at 1 p.m. And at 1:30, we have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. Then, Saturday night, we have Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. And the Red Pill Reality Show is from 9 p.m. till midnight. And he has various guests on his show. I've been on his show a couple of times. Peter Kling's been on his show. Oh, speaking of Peter Kling, he has a show every Thursday evening. So you want to check the schedule out for Peter Kling. It's called Revelation. And then we have Dora Sherry. And she has Let's Talk About It with Dora Sherry. And I'll tell you what, she brings in all different types of guests and they talk about practically everything. And I was glad to get Dora to join our group because she's really good. And she's got some stories and everything else. She's great. So check her show out. It's on Tuesday afternoons. You notice we have a blank? You can put your show there very easily. All you have to do is go over here and click on the red dot. And this little box comes up and it says, we're here to help you with getting your podcast in our network, getting you in contact with show hosts and anything else we can do to help. So put your name down in the box provided. Put your phone number down, cell phone or home phone, whatever, work phone. And then below that, I want to know more about doing my own podcast. Or joining Money and Change's Facebook page, or My World's Facebook page. Whatever question you have, just put it down and then scroll on down and hit send the message and somebody will get back to you. It's that simple. That's all you have to do. Now, a lot of people say, well, how do you guys stay on the air? It's easy. We have people that like to do things for us. Like, for example, buy the merchandise. It's easy to do. All you have to do is just go to the collectibles page, just like I did. Click on shop. And we have t-shirts. We have hats. We have mugs turned the wrong way so you can't see what it is. But it's the Life Walk with Christ mug. We have the Money and Change t-shirts. We have the Money and Change travel mug with handle, and a lid too. Those are nice mugs. We have the Money and Change white glossy mug. We have the Offsides College Football Top 25 Premium Piquet polo shirt. We have the Offsides College Football t-shirts. Let's see what we've got on page two. Oh, we've got kid t-shirts. We've got mugs and more mugs. We used to have morphing mugs. I don't know if they have those anymore. That was always a neat thing. You know, you put something hot in there and the mug changes color. It was a neat thing. Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show, short sleeve, unisex t-shirt. We have the round mouse pad. You can't corner your mouse on a round mouse pad. Well, anyhow, we have the Trim Creators Dad's Hat. We have ceramic ornaments. Hang them on a Christmas tree, put them on your rearview mirror, wherever you want to put it. We have the Trim Creators Studio Embroidered Beanie. And we have the rubber cases for the AirPods. You buy the AirPods and buy our cases, put them together, and you know where they're stored, okay? But you can do other things too. You can donate to keep us on the air, because all the money we get in goes strictly to purchase airtime. None of our hosts get paid. We don't want to be paid. We want to help people. And like I say on Money and Change, if I can help one person on Sunday to save money or budget, then I've done my job. If I can save 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 people or 1,000 people, doesn't make me any difference. I'm helping people, and that's what I want to do, and I don't want to be paid for it. Just like the others, we just want to help people. And if you can help donate, or you can advertise, we have very good advertising rates. Click on the red button and say, hey, I want to donate or I want to advertise. and somebody will get back with you. It's very easy to do, okay? But we want to cut the bull and serve the truth. Except on Wednesday nights, I want to clown around a little bit, and that's what they do. They let me clown around a little bit on Wednesday nights. When it comes to Sunday, it's all factual money stuff. And you get to learn how to save money, too, how to make money, just how to budget. And you'd be surprised how a lot of people don't budget their money, and they should, especially when gasoline is up around $5 a gallon. Unless you're dumb enough and hit the wrong button and download the high test gas at, I think it was like $5.69 a gallon. Oh, I'll never do that again. But anyhow, we try to help you save some money. Well, here's our Facebook page. If I can get there, it moved on me. Well, anyhow, Trim Radio Network, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever. And we've got people in our groups. It's a private group. If you want to join, hit that red button. Let me know, and I'll get you in the group, okay? And that will keep you apprised of everything that's going on. And there's my AI picture. And if we have any videos to put in here, like this one, well, this one was on data centers. I just put it up today, and I'll tell you what. Everybody says, well, you always talk about data centers every week, every week, every week. Can we take a break? Well, yeah, we will take a break. But the problem of it is they keep wanting to build all of these data centers. And I know where I live. They've just annexed more land. And they want to build more. And I'm thinking, what's that going to do to our air? What's that going to do to our water supply? What's it going to do for people downstream from us? How about electromagnetic radiation or frequencies, EMFs? I worry about that because I don't want to wake up some morning and suddenly I'm a mutant from, who knows, the planet Xeno or whatever. So I worry about that. And I thought, when I saw this today, this guy made so much sense. I thought, well, daggone it, I'm going to put him on the show because he points out a lot of good facts. And I see things posted from people all over. It doesn't make any difference if they're from Southern Ohio, Western Ohio, Northwest Ohio. I mean, I see a lot of stuff that's posted on data centers. Now, the way I look at it, hey, a couple data centers here and there, that's fine. Just don't ruin the land, don't ruin the air, don't ruin the water, because we need that to survive. We need farmland. We can't buy up a lot of farmland and then have some manufactured meat. It looks like some of the stuff, you know, like when they make some type of McNuggets, and they show you how it's made, and they grind it all up, and it comes out in a mucky paste, and they go ahead and form it and freeze it and cook it, and that's not food, okay? That is not food. But anyhow, I saw this on data centers. That guy makes a lot of sense. So let's take a moment and just listen to what he has to say. It's only almost 3 minutes long, so listen up.
Country is insane, and the amount of farmland and water...
I'm blowing it up. There we go.
The number of data centers that are going up across this country is insane. And the amount of farmland and water they're taking up is insane as well. I got a whiteboard to go through it. Let's get to it. Okay, right now in the United States, we have over 5,400 active data centers. That's more than every other country on Earth combined. And that number is about to explode. There's about 1,500 additional data centers in some stage of development right now that are either being planned, approved, or under construction. In the next few years, we will see over 7,000 data centers across every corner of this country. And we're not talking about small server rooms either. These are massive industrial complexes. Let's break down the acreage. Now, I'm going off the 2024 stats, and that's because a lot of NDAs are signed with these data centers that keep a lot of information from the public. But 2024 stats give an average for one data center at 224 acres. That's 450 football fields. The largest campuses exceed over 1,000 acres. Now, here's where it gets serious for rural America. These facilities need flat land, cheap power, and proximity to transmission lines, which describes farmland perfectly. Farmland is their chief area that they target. So with 7,000 data centers coming, multiply that by the average of 224 acres, we're looking at 1.568 million acres of farmland eaten up by data centers by 2030 at least. The American Farm Bureau calls this conversion permanent. Once that black soil gets paved over with concrete and steel, it almost never comes back. And it's not just the footprint. Rezoning nearby land for industrial use drives up land costs across the region, pricing out the farmers who remain. Now let's talk about the water usage, especially out west here, where we're dealing with mega water shortages from a snowless winter. Now the water usage is where these numbers almost become unbelievable. But U.S. data centers were already consuming an estimated 449 million gallons per day. That's as of 2021, and that's 163 billion gallons a year. By 2030, that magical number where we're going to own nothing, they are anticipating an additional 1.45 billion gallons of new water capacity needed per day. That's equal to New York City's entire daily water supply. So one single large data center can drink up to 5 million gallons a day. That's the same as a city of 50,000 people. And here's the kicker. Most of that water doesn't get returned. It evaporates through cooling towers. It's gone. Now, the USA far surpasses any other country for the number of data centers, okay? We have an additional 5,000 compared to number two, Germany. So we are going way, way beyond any other country on the planet. Now, we're taking up huge amounts of farmland, huge amounts of water. The future implications of that are pretty obvious. You take away farmland, you take away food for the people. You take away water, you take away water from the people, and you put it towards AI, towards data centers. Why are we continuing to support and build our own doomsday towards the future? Because that's what it is. All this plays to the 2030 agenda of moving us all into 15-minute cities. We're cutting down the population because we won't have food to eat or we won't have water to drink. And we're all giving it over to data centers and big tech right now. The number of data centers that are going up across this country is insane. And the amount of farmland and water they're taking up is insane as well.
It's insane as well. It is. And the more this goes on and the more land that's bought up and the data centers go in, the more electricity we're going to use, the more water we're going to use, the more waste we're going to create, especially if they do well injection. Something's going on, guys. We have to take a look at everything and find out what's going on because it's getting scary. We never needed data centers before. Well, maybe we did. They kind of dumbed us down. You know, people way back when had very good educations. You look at Thomas Jefferson, all the things that he studied, and same thing with Benjamin Franklin. It's amazing to see that from those people. And it seems like we've been dumbed down on purpose. And just the way people talk sometimes. Well, I've seen this. Well, it's your grammar's imperfect. It was saw, not seen. And you have to wonder, do they sleep through English class in school? Or math class or science class? I could tell you horror stories about when I was in science class in high school, and we were considered fairly smart students, except for a couple that almost burned down the lab. True story, I'll tell you that sometime. Maybe I'll have a show called True Confessions. Of course, if those people are still living, I don't know, they might come after me. Oh, well, anyhow, so much for that. I found something else that was interesting, too. This is a little bit longer, but it's something worth listening to from Susan Kokinda. Okay? Susan Kokinda, listen to this one, and I will post it on the Facebook page.
Chair nominee Kevin Warsh said this,
and while it's true that inflation...
I got to blow it up.
Yesterday, everyone was watching the Iran clock and asking if bombs would fall. One of the bomb did fall, but it was in the Senate Banking Committee where Fed Chair nominee Kevin Warsh said this.
And while it's true that inflation is less problematic, meaning the rate of change in prices is less severe than it was some years ago, hardworking Americans are no doubt feeling it. I think that means a regime change in the conduct of policy.
Who wants regime change at the Fed? Now, you probably didn't notice that because the press was focused on Senator Pocahontas calling Warsh a sock puppet for Donald Trump. Or you were being drawn into the social media storm about how Iran has Trump over a barrel. So you might have missed what is really going on. But the empire isn't missing it. On April 17th, the executive director of Britain's Chatham House asked this question. Iran, Pope, economy, how many battles can Trump fight at once? The answer is, all of them, because they aren't separate battles. They're one war, a war against an imperial regime. Donald Trump knows it, and so does the empire. I'm Susan Kokinda, and I've known it too. Tracking how the modern day British Empire is the hand behind the catastrophes of recent decades. Now people see and feel those catastrophes, but what they don't see is what is really behind them, and more important, how to defeat it. So if you want to join in the fight to defeat the imperial system, then hit those like, share, and subscribe buttons. Here's what I'm going to cover today. One, what Kevin Warsh actually said, and why the regime change word is the most important thing spoken in Washington. Two, how the real regime change is what the administration is doing to bury the British free trade system. And three, why Mark Carney wants to go to war to defend the old regime. Now, Kevin Warsh was chosen by President Trump because he's in sync with the administration's recognition that the Fed has failed the American people.
There's probably no more pressing question than the cost of living. So when over the course of the last several years, especially after COVID, when prices went up to the tune of 25 to 35% for virtually all deciles of the American people, that's an indication that the Fed missed its mark. And we are still dealing with the legacy of the policy errors in 2021 and 2022. And so the fatal policy error going back 4 or 5 years is still a legacy that we're dealing with. We need, in my judgment, fundamental policy reforms to fix it.
Fatal policy error. That's a pretty strong indictment of the Fed's recent activities. And he went on to add another charge to that indictment.
My view of inflation is a bit different from some. I don't think inflation comes about when the economy grows too much or hardworking Americans get increased in their wages. I think inflation comes about when the government prints too much, by which I mean the central bank.
Now, in the old days, the Democrats on the banking committee would have been happy to hear a Fed nominee defend workers' wages, but not today's certifiably nuts Democrat Party. All they could do was hyperventilate over whether Warsh is properly divesting his assets. So it's not surprising that they missed a very different discussion of assets, where Warsh pointed out that only financial asset holders benefited by the quantitative easing bailouts of 2008. He made this point.
Half of our fellow Americans don't own any financial assets, so they're wondering what's in it for them.
This syncs with what Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent declared in December, when he released the Financial Stability Oversight Committee annual report. He said that the focus should be on raising living standards, not bailing out markets. And Warsh echoed that throughout his testimony. Now, the other theme which dominated the hearings was the question of Fed independence. Kevin Warsh is not going to lead a charge to change that provision, which is encoded in the Fed's legislation. But he is now on record saying he's going to narrow the role and scope of the Fed's activities. But someone who can go on the record expressing his feelings on the question of Fed independence is President Trump. In a CNBC interview yesterday, President said this about where Warsh's office might end up, given the fact that the Fed remodel is a giant fiasco.
Well, I'm afraid Kevin will have to have an office next to me in the White House because that building's not going to be done. He's not going to be able to use that building for a long time. Maybe I'd like him next to me. Actually, it's not a bad idea. Maybe Jay Powell did us a big service.
Now, the president said that while Warsh's nomination hearing was going on, so the Democrats didn't have the opportunity to freak out about that. But here's the real issue. The Fed's independence was never meant to be independence from the empire. It was independence from the American people. It was born in 1913 to serve the City of London and its Wall Street partners, and it has functioned that way pretty much ever since. Warsh just admitted that, and Trump just said he wants the man who said it sitting next to him. That's not a threat to the system. That's the system being put on notice.
Yeah. And we're going to cover more. We're going to cover more on Money and Change with this. So you want to check out Money and Change on Sunday, because we will go into this in a lot more in-depthness. Can I say, is that a word, in-depthness? Well, we're going to be more in-depth. How's that? Hey, how about saving gas? Everybody wants to save money on gas. I found this video. You might like it. Here it goes. Maybe. Is it going to go? I don't know. Let's see. There we go. What's the deal?
Finding deals on gas can take a little legwork.
The good news, we've done some of that legwork for you. Allison Gormley tells us what's the deal with how to save money when you're filling up your car.
Rising gas prices are a good time to look into savings. Instead of driving around to find the best price, consider using an app that shows prices in your area.
Gas Buddy is one popular one. You just want to plan out where you're getting your gas in advance.
Prices are posted by other app users, so the more recent the update, the more reliable the information. Cashback apps and credit cards can also help you save money. For example, the Gas Cashback app, Upside, lets users claim offers that might be 5 cents off per gallon or even 40 cents off per gallon.
Sometimes you have to give over your email address or your phone number, a little bit of personal information, but in exchange, you can earn rewards.
As for credit cards, refresh yourself on your rewards.
You happen to have a credit card that already has a cashback or rewards program for gas. You want to make sure you're strategically using the credit card.
Finally, if you're loyal to certain gas stations, consider using their apps for perks. Chains like Speedway and 7-Eleven allow customers to lock in fuel prices for a few days. Options that can help you feel a little less pain at the pump.
All right, so that's some advice.
Okay.
A lot of it, most of it, if not all of it, is app-based. So just if you are not an app person, you'll probably have to do a little more legwork on your own, but a good start is at least apps and just refreshing yourself on your credit card rewards, because so many of them rotate categories and you forget to check.
Yeah. Well, you find yourself asking, do I really need to go there? Do I really need to go on that trip to this store, that store, that store? Or can I just save that for Sunday while I'm out?
Yeah. It's just like you're going to meal prep. Yeah. You're going to trip prep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder how many people are maybe reassessing whether they're going to take a road trip this summer when it really could get expensive.
Until they look at flight prices and they're like, just kidding.
Right. Exactly. Way to go. No kidding.
Yeah. The thing is impacting in so many different varieties, so many different situations.
Thanks for helping us out, as always.
You got it.
There you go. You've got it right there. Wow, what else is going on? This thing advanced again. Well, son of a gun. I don't know what to say. It did. We're hiring. Oh, what's going on here? SEMCOR? I'm not doing a thing for we're hiring. Sorry, guys. Actually, it was supposed to be on data centers, because my buddy Quentin, that is on our show, he did a great thing on artificial intelligence talking about data centers, and it was great. But we're going to have to skip that one because for some reason it left what I had set up here. But we're going to talk about Van Wert. And I have to tell you something. On my trips to Michigan for vacation when I was a kid, we always stopped in Van Wert. And that little building over to the right-hand side was Balyeet's, or as they pronounce it up there, Balyeet's restaurant. And I've got the pointer pointing to the restaurant. I don't think it's there anymore. It had the best food. I mean, the best food around, and the pies were fantastic. but we would always stop in Van Wert. And it's a small town in northwestern Ohio. It's the county seat. And I'll tell you what, they're getting a data center. You know, you hear a lot of people that are saying negative things about the data centers. Well, here's something that's positive.
I was born and raised in Van Wert.
My family was the first family to move into the Van Wert County.
I've been a lifelong resident, 55 years.
I'm actually standing where I used to go to high school.
I've been here my whole life. Van Wert is home. It's a fabulous community, safe, good place to raise a family.
When they told me there was a high cloud, I went outside and looked up to see if I could hear planes. Every time you want to change, we get nervous.
You know, we're kind of standing out in the middle of the mega site in Van Wert that has been under option since 2007.
This project, not necessarily the data center, but the mega site has been nearly 20 years in the making, and we're there.
My father-in-law started the process in 2007 with getting deals to me. I think it's incredible. We finally have completed a potential deal at the mega site.
Take me back a long ways because I've been involved with the industrial mega site for 20 years. As I look at Van Wert, and I've lived here basically my whole life, the last 50 years, our population has remained stagnant. We're the same population today as we were 50 years ago, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. And to grow, we're going to have some capital investment.
We bought this mobile home community approximately a little over 6 years ago, and we still have 20 to 23 empty lots.
My family has operated a family business in Van Wert for four generations. I'm very lucky to have a family business to move back to and work in. Not everybody that grows up here has that opportunity.
I've got 9 grandkids that I would love to have them stay in this community.
One of the things we've always worked on is trying to encourage young people who grew up here to come back here to settle down.
The only way this is going to be a community where we raise our children and then our children return is if we grow. We finally have an opportunity for major private sector investment in this town.
Government and philanthropy can't do it all in our community. This is where we need private investment to step forward and to play a part.
There's a lot of possibilities that could happen for the Van Wert community with this $10 billion project. Some of those can come into fruition.
$10 billion investment from a data center is like Van Wert winning the lottery.
I think it's going to ripple out to all the businesses in the community.
An unbelievable sum of money that goes towards programming, education, teacher salaries, benefits, you name it, it will cover it.
And we've had our opportunities, either be it a car manufacturer, it could have been a battery manufacturer. As they say, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. This time we're going to be a bride.
I know there's concern about the data center coming to Van Wert, but I'm of the opinion that if it doesn't come here, it's going to go somewhere, and we're going to lose out on a major opportunity to move our community forward.
The fears that I've heard about the data center are noise, electric bills, water bills. I think they've addressed all of those issues.
You know, whenever a potentially new company comes to town, there's always the challenges of how well will they impact our local area.
One of the fears that we hear in the general public is that the water supply will be threatened, but we did our research and found that the closed loop system will take no more than an Olympic-sized pool over about a 7 to 8 year period.
The data center space has been evolving very, very quickly. We look at data centers in the past, those were primarily air-cooled, whereas today they are liquid-cooled on a closed-loop system. That is where our products fit in. What this product line and this mega market trend means to the community is more investment right here in the community by Dan Voss.
I think people should go to the website that was recently created.
After hearing Mr. Stevens speak, looking at the website that is now online, to me, this is a no-brainer.
The sheer tax revenue. All you have to do is talk to the administrators of
Lincoln View Local Schools and Crestview Local Schools about when the wind farms came in for balancing their budget and giving them the opportunity to expand and provide better services for their students.
It's the opportunity that we never thought we'd ever have in our little Northwest Ohio. And we want our students to be so proud of our school district and our community that they want to stay here, work here, live here, and have families here.
I'm trying to think of the last thing. What's the last thing that came here that provided new jobs? They've been smaller businesses.
So long ago.
Yeah.
I was able to survive. Yes, please.
Back in the day, there were a lot of factories in town that you could make a living wage and retire from. My graduating class, I'm going to say more than half of them never came back. And that, yeah, that's still happening.
Around here, you can't get a restaurant opened up. So, you know, it's always been a problem.
The Marsh Foundation was established by the last will and testament of George and Helena Marsh, was originally to serve orphans from the communities surrounding Van Wert and the Van Wert community, with the Marsh Foundation selling this property to the data center. We understand the responsibilities that we have for this community. We have to be protective of our students, our staff, and we believe this is going to provide no harm to anyone in this area.
We've got a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make change, to make a difference, to not say we've always done it that way. That's why Van Wert City Schools and Mark Bagley want the data center to come to Van Wert.
A large number of people that are dedicated to the community have spent thousands and thousands of hours reviewing other things. We have hired consultants to make sure that we are doing the right thing, that we were protecting our home and our environment. I gotta stop.
For our community, if you're not reinvesting in yourself about every 4 years, you're gonna fall behind. This is a real opportunity for us to move forward.
I don't think it's much of a secret. Growth has been difficult to come by.
There's an old saying, change, grow, or die. So either you're progressing or you're being left behind. I am a third generation in my family construction company. And one of the things that my grandpa did really well was change.
We have to grow. There has to be opportunity in a multitude of sectors. I want the whole country to know that Van Wert, Ohio is open for business.
I've asked the hard questions. I've looked at the facts. The data center is a great opportunity for you and I. It's a responsible growth pattern for our community. I work here, I live here, and I'm for the data center.
I am for it.
I'm for it.
I am for it.
I am for it.
I'm for it.
I am for it.
I'm for it.
I am for it.
I'm for it.
I am for it.
I am for it.
I am for it.
I work here.
I live here.
And I am for the data center.
And now you know a little bit about Van Wert, Ohio. And I'll tell you what, it's a nice, clean community. It really is. And it's a nice place to visit, nice place to live. So Van Wert, Ohio. And that's a positive outlook on the data center. Oh, hey, University of Findlay. Oh, I always have to do something about the University of Findlay, right? Here's the new president. And this is Richard Ludwig. He's a Juris Doctor. In other words, he graduated law school. Yeah. And he's going to be the next president. And Dr. Kathy Fell is retiring and moving back to Texas. And Dr. Ludwig is moving from Houston, Texas, where he was president of the University of St. Thomas, which was just about, I believe, about a half a mile from Rice University, which was known as the Harvard of the South. And I had visited Houston, Texas, many years ago, but just about twice a year, I would go down to Houston and visit relatives down there. And I got a chance to not only visit Rice University, but I also got a chance to visit the University of St. Thomas. Beautiful campus, it really is. And he's responsible for actually growing the campus and making it a lot bigger school than what it was when I was down there visiting. But it was a beautiful school, beautiful. So he's gonna be the new president. What else is going on at the University of Findlay? Well, I've got the Facebook page because guess what? One of the main pages that has videos on it basically messes up my system. So for right now, we have to use their Facebook page. Hey, women's tennis team earns the number 2 seed in the Midwest Regionals. Yeah, they're number 14th in the country. We've got other stuff going on at the University of Findlay too. And it's a good school. I always talk about it. I'm a little partial because I went there, among other schools. But their softball, ladies softball makes history, first ever Great Midwestern Championship. Yeah, they've done that. There's a picture of Old Main. I spent a few years in some of those classrooms in that building and still familiar with it. A lot of good years. But anyhow, just a lot of things that they have on Facebook. Women's golf tourney. Hey, NCAA East Regional champions. And they've been good at golf for years, okay? So a lady by the name of Duflo has done very well, I'll put it that way. And here's the arch ceremony at graduation. They have a video on it. You can watch it if you go to their place on Facebook and go to their page at the University of Findlay, Ohio is what they've got it as. But they talk about the graduation ceremony, walking through the Griffith Arch. When you enter the school, you walk through the arch. And when you exit and graduate, you walk under the arch and go out back into the world. It's an interesting thing. And hey, some of these people right here have doctorate degrees, physical therapy, or education, or she was chemistry. They've got degrees in nursing. It's a good school, trust me. Oh, I spent some time in a room like that at the University of Findlay when we were WLFC radio. And that room looks familiar. Some of the equipment looks familiar. But anyhow, baseball, they've got ladies baseball, they've got guys baseball, they've got all kinds of stuff going on. Check them out, University of Findlay, www.findlay.edu. Check them out. Oh, Emma. We have to listen to Emma. A day without Emma. Well, gee, it's a Southern lady. And this is when the kids are out for summer. And that's just about true because school's letting out in a couple of weeks.
Hey, if it's 112 degrees outside, you ain't sitting in this house watching YouTube all day. I don't care if it's 112 degrees outside. You ain't sitting in this house watching YouTube all day. I walked outside and they were sword fighting with shovels. Real metal shovels. I swear not a single neuron has fired since they got out of school. You ain't dying, you're just bored. They'll dig a hole or something. Girl, they filled the kiddie pool with my cooking oil. Now I got greasy footprints everywhere. My youngest has a broken tailbone. No, we ain't going nowhere fun today. Y'all go play with sticks like we used to. Babe, I can't do this. One of them's crying, one of them's yelling, and one of them's missing. Why you got my good towels on the roof? Get down and bring the towels. I love how confidently you do the dumbest stuff. Who told you to tie the wagon to the four-wheeler? Y'all acting like you got spare lives. So he said, catch me, and jumped off the shed. And nobody caught him. It should not be this hard to keep y'all alive. Quit standing in front of that fridge. Either pick something or be hungry. If I find one more wet swimsuit in this couch, I ain't setting the house on fire. Oh, you ain't having ice cream for breakfast? Well, actually, go ahead. I don't even care. I don't care if it's 112 degrees outside. You ain't sitting in this house watching YouTube all day. I walk with shovels. Real metal shovels.
Was your mama ever like that? Was your mama really like that? I'll tell you what, mine was never like that, but I could hear mom say, go out and play. I want to watch my soap operas. Go out and play. Oh, I did. I had fun during the summers. And then when I got into high school, it was like, you're going to learn to work. What's that? It's not mowing lawns. Oh, yeah, a lot of stuff going on. What else is going on here? I had some more fun stuff, too. Let's see. That was Emma. We've got another one. And it changed on me again. My everything changes. I can't believe it. I can't keep stuff on Facebook. I've seen parrot videos. Have you seen these lately on Facebook? Man, I'll tell you what. These are artificial intelligence, but the parrot looks like it's real. Listen to it.
Do you need anything else?
I don't want anything. I just want to write for lesson.
You are not ready.
Eggs, pizza. Do you need anything else?
I don't want anything. I just want to write for lesson.
You are not ready for that.
I am ready. This is the American dream. You have a husband. I have.
You are balding on top. You need vitamin injection.
Wait, what? Balding? I use expensive hair growth serum.
Your serum is not best. You need to buy from us.
Officer, he's not a doctor. You brought me to a beauty salon scammer. Arrest him.
You are such a good boy, Rocco.
I know. I am the best. About the will.
The will?
Did you leave me the house in Florida? I want the condo in Miami.
I'm leaving it to the cats.
The cats? The priests? I'm
going to the Do you like my new look, Rocco?
You look like a Kardashian on a budget.
Rocco!
Is that face real or plastic? Don't kiss me. I might melt your Botox.
That is rude.
I want a natural woman, not a Barbie doll. Officer, do you spit or do you swallow?
Excuse me?
Your guff. When you are done, do you spit it out or accidentally swallow?
Oh, God. I was supposed to have a problem.
Shame on you.
Ouch!
You kicked me too hard. Malpractice!
Officer, arrest him! Rocco, stop it.
I am calling
1-800-LAWYER.
I am going to own this hospital. I want a settlement against the Wallace.
What are you doing?
Stand from the mafia. Look at this tuxedo. Please put the protection button. Come on, cease, Tony. Give me until Friday. Don't make me sleep with the fishes. Is that true, Clara? I won't talk. I didn't need the evidence. It was him. The officer ate the evidence.
Hey.
He ate the last donut and framed the rookie. Arrest him. I am innocent.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. That bird drives me nuts. And it looks like he's really real. Hey, you know, Sunday I talked about Izzy's in Cincinnati. I have to make another trip to Cincinnati again. Tuesday, I believe. If not Tuesday, it'll be Wednesday. But I know I have to make another trip. And after I get done with my business down in Cincinnati, I'm stopping off at the Winton Roads Izzy's. It's a deli. Boy, the food is good. They have great Reuben sandwiches. They've got great soups. Everybody gets a potato pancake with their sandwiches. I want to tell you what, they're good. They really are. There's the potato pancakes. I always get other things. I like pastrami, a hot pastrami special with special chopped olives. It's like a muffaletta, only it's got pastrami. God, is it good. I get the same sandwich every time I'm there, and I get potato pancakes with it, and I'll tell you what, it's great. It is great. The soups are good. I've had that sandwich. That's the pastrami. Hey, great vegetable soup. But you always get pickles when you're there. You sit down, they bring you a thing of pickles, and they're good. Just don't eat a lot of them because you'll pucker up and you won't be able to eat your sandwich, okay? But I'll tell you what, it's a good deli. They even have hamburgers there too. Check them out if you're ever in Cincinnati. Izzy's. Izzy Cadets Deli. And I'll tell you what, you got to buy something because he's got to pay the rent. Okay? So with that, we've got one more thing before we scoot. I love this one. So listen up.
Hey, Jim, why don't you ever celebrate your birthday?
I can't. I was born at night. I need a bottle of hair growing lotion.
Large or small?
Small, because I don't want long hair.
Mom, how did you meet Dad?
Well, son, he actually saved me from drowning.
Why do you think he doesn't want to teach me how to swim then?
Hey, Jim, good to see you. How is your headache?
I'm doing just fine. She went to stay with her parents for the weekend.
What is your book about?
101 sex positions. What about your book?
101 excuses.
I love this thing with the good old boys, and they have a whole series of them. And I'll tell you what, whoever came up with this stuff, I want to tell you something, it's funny. And I could listen to these all afternoon. They're funny. They got a lot of them. Some are a little risky. I mean, risque. Now risky. Well, yeah, they are. They're risky if I show them. Anyhow, golly whiz, we're almost out of time. Hope you learned something here today. Some pros of data centers and not just the cons. A little bit more what's going on with the finances and the Fed. We'll have that again on Money and Change on Sunday. We'll have that going on, a bunch of other stuff. Hey, check out Trim Radio and all of our shows and join us and hit the like button, because it helps with the algorithms, and that way you can see everything on YouTube and Rumble. So as soon as this show is done, guess what? I'm going to make sure it's uploaded to YouTube, and then I'm going to put a link to the show on our My World page. With that, guys, have a darn good week. Stay dry, because it's supposed to do some more rain. And I'll see you Sunday on Money and Change. Have a good one. See you.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.